Hey, Ben.
Hey, Chris. Fancy meeting you
So,
here.
I know, right? It's like we actually plan to record or something. So, the was it last week? I guess, yeah, it's been over a week now. I went on vacation. My wife and kids, we went down to see my parents and, Leah's parents, my in-laws, they had purchased a DVD player for the girls. And they were watching movies in the back of the van as we traveled to see my parents.
Gotcha.
And one of the favorites of the trip was the Aristocats.
The Aristocats.
They watched it at least three times. I think they watched enough of it for a fourth to really count it. But anyway, we all as a family became well acquainted with this classic Disney gem. And this is actually a really great system, the DVD player in the back, because it gives Lee and I a chance to talk up front. I feel like we are communicating with one another. And one of our conversations was about a live action Aristocats
Oh,
and what would that
yes.
look like.
That's right.
If you are not familiar with the Aristocats, you should definitely see it. It is one of the lesser known of the Disney movies. 1970, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
About
Christmas 1970.
it's about four a cat and her three kittens who are lost and return to Madame, the person who owns them, who's a very wealthy person. So
Who was
check it
planning
out.
to leave her wealth to her cats?
Yeah,
Do I
she
remember
had
that right?
to begin the film off, she rewrites her will so that all of her estate, which is apparently quite significant, goes to her four cats and her butler, who was greatly distraught about that, thinking that he should have gotten everything and will eventually get everything once the cats pass away, decides not to wait that long and decides to do away with the cats.
Dastardly.
Maybe that's too dark for a Disney movie, but
I don't know. It sounds right on target.
that's the gist of what's going on. I think I've been thinking about this quite a bit. It's probably too much that if I were the butler, I would just wait until the old lady passed away and then do away with the cats.
Right.
But he decides that he
He
can't
decided to
wait
do
that
away with
long.
the cats before the old lady
Yeah.
died. Yeah,
And
that's
instead
kind
of like
of senseless, isn't it?
instead of doing something really terrible like poisoning these cats, he actually does something a little bit more exotic by attempting to take them out to the country and just leave them out there. And then later on, attempt to ship them to Timbuktu. So I'm not sure why that is, but I'm getting off the subject here. So an actual remake of this film, which I think would come off very well with the success of Lion King. They did Lion King in a quote unquote live action, even though it really wasn't live action. But they have the technology to make realistic looking cats talk to one another, which I think is key to this movie.
Definitely.
But
Do you think it would
Lee and
be,
I.
do you think any such potential remake would suffer from association with the movie Cats that came out recently?
Well,
You think there'd be
I
a
guess
danger of association there, or do you think it would be more kind of hyper realistic like The Lion King?
I think they should do it more hyper realistic instead of I didn't actually see the movie Cats. I hadn't seen the Broadway show either. Very curious, would like to see it, but I think because they are more realistic, I think the association with Lion King probably would be closer, especially with the Disney brand attached to it.
Right.
But this is what I was thinking. I don't have a complete cast, but there are some names that Lee and I were throwing out that we think would do well.
Okay.
So as Madame, the elderly lady who is going to leave her fortune to these cats, I would pick Dame Maggie Smith.
Excellent choice.
Thank you.
I might have gone for Angela Lansbury,
Oh,
who at the time
that
of recording is still alive.
is. Yes, that is a good choice. I think she, that might be even a better choice, actually, because in the movie, she apparently was a former opera singer, and Angela Lansbury does still sing, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So, Maggie Smith or Angela Lansbury there, I think that would work good. And then for the butler, we were thinking either, and I forget his name, he's the butler from Downton Abbey. Do you remember his name?
Ooh, good question.
I know his character's name is Carson.
I can see his
I don't,
face.
yeah, he's a very distinctive face, very large nose, and those eyebrows. So I don't remember his actual name.
Jim Carter.
Jim Carter. We were thinking either Jim Carter or, for maybe a more lighthearted take, Josh Gad.
Ah, yes. Josh Gad would be an excellent choice for a more lighthearted approach.
But can still kind of maybe carry more in or a more evil look. I don't know.
I
But
think
Josh Gad.
Jim Carter being older, you might be able to feel more of his bitterness at being left out of the will.
Yeah. I don't know. Josh Gad could probably do the kind of the gold digger type of
Right, yeah,
role.
that would be an interesting take on it too. If he's just there for the money.
Yeah. I have no idea who would do the voice for the kittens, but or for Duchess, who is the mother cat. I have to think about that for a little bit more.
Right.
But
Does
I
Leah have
do.
any ideas?
She didn't throw any out at the time.
Okay.
No. We did discuss O'Malley, who is the male cat who helps them get home. And one of the things that we were talking about is that he has his own theme song. And I'm thinking, like, how cool do you have to be to have your own theme song and be able to sing it to everyone you meet? You have to be pretty cool to do that, right?
Right.
You have to really own that. So I was thinking Will Smith.
Ooh.
You see it?
I could see that.
Yeah. And also the an extension to that, the most famous musical number of the film was that Everybody Wants to Be a Cat song, and that his best friend would be Scat Cat. So I was thinking someone who is also very famous in the musical world as well as the film world, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Interesting.
So
Interesting.
that they would be probably more rapping rather than horn blowing and singing
Right, yeah. But that
in
might be an
that.
interesting update.
I would like to see that update.
Now, I'm a huge fan of Scatman Crothers, who's pretty much any movie is worth watching if Scatman Crothers is in it.
And he, of course, did the voice to
To Scat
Scat Cat.
Cat, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Scat Cat was very much based on his persona. I think it's fair to
Yeah.
say.
I found it interesting watching this movie again. This, of course, is done. This movie comes out 4 years after Walt Disney dies. And it
Wow,
just
yeah.
seems like this film is very old-fashioned when you think about like the other movies that are coming out in 1970.
Yeah.
It's kind of old-fashioned.
It's much more
So
in the vein of 101 Dalmatians, which is, I think,
right.
10 years old at this point.
Yeah. Well, is it? I don't think it's quite 10 years old at that point. Or is it? Did it come out in 1960?
I think it's 1960. I will look it up.
But I was thinking is that this film, along with a couple others, were probably in the works
Right, yeah.
when Walt Disney passes away. Because after this film, and I think it's Robin Hood that comes after this.
Yeah, I think you're
There's
right.
not a lot of animated films, and I don't know if there's really any between Robin Hood and The Black Cauldron, which comes out in
Yeah.
85.
January 61
Okay.
So I was off by a couple months.
So yeah, it's well, you're right though. It is roughly 10 years though.
Yeah, roughly, because this one's Christmas, 1970,
Yeah,
so
right.
very close
So it's
together.
very close there. But it just feels very old fashioned. It's not the music is not the 1960s rock and roll. It's not the 1970s disco scene coming out. So it just feels very old fashioned of a movie.
Yeah, and it's I think it does have a little bit of Disney's personal fingerprints on it still. I
Right.
think it's a project he was involved with before he died, because I know he was
It does.
involved with some of their later productions from the end of the 60s.
He was definitely involved in Jungle Book because Jungle Book comes out in 67, and he had passed away only I think just a few months earlier.
Yeah, he was definitely involved in the Love Bug in early stages of that.
Yeah.
I think he optioned the rights to the book that it's based on.
That would make sense, you know, because he was very
And
hands-on that
that
way.
didn't come out till 68 or 69, I think.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. I didn't realize they kind of slowed down the animated movie output.
Yeah. Doing a little bit of research, I went to Wikipedia, and they had made mention that they slowed down their animated division. I was like, really? And I went back and looked at the films, and Jungle Book comes out in 67, Aristocats 70, Robin Hood I think comes out in 73, and then you don't really see anything as far as major motion picture until Black Cauldron in 85.
I think you have the Rescuers in that time frame.
You're right. The Rescues do come out in, was it 76 or 77?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Also, rather interesting though is in that period of time, you have same voice actors.
Right.
It's Phil Harris does the voice to Baloo in Jungle Book. Then he does O'Malley in Aristocats, and then he is Little John in Robin Hood. And then they also use. It's very similar characters. Baloo and Little John are based off the same general character.
Yeah, so very much a sense of continuity there.
Yeah.
Neat. Well,
So.
that's a great cast.
So you need to see this movie again, Ben. I don't know if you said you thought you might have seen this film
I
a while
am
back,
pretty
but you
sure
need.
this is one of the movies that Emily made me watch when we started dating.
You need to revisit this film, Ben, and tell me who you think should be in the roles.
I guess I'll take a road trip with your family and we'll watch the
You
Aristocats.
can sit in the back seat with the girls and watch these
Exactly.
Disney movies.
I'm sure they could teach me a thing or two about Disney movies.
So, Ben, I think I'm gonna start a Facebook campaign to get you to watch this movie again.
Sounds good. Email subject line: Ben watched the Aristocats, to popstorian@gmail.com. On Twitter, use the hashtag Ben watch Aristocats, and tweet us at popstorian. On Facebook, start a poll: should Ben watch Aristocats, yes or no? And Instagram, I don't know if Instagram has anything. You could send a direct message on Instagram. We are at Popstorian. And in the meantime, don't forget to subscribe, like, share us with a friend, tell all your peeps, and we will talk to you next time.
Next time, then.
Who knows? Maybe by then I'll have watched the Aristocats again.
One can only hope.
One can only hold one's breath.
Bye.
Bye.